Well, good morning again, and we do praise God for each of you on the call today, for truly this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the 22nd day of November, and God has been extremely kind and gracious toward us. We're a couple of days away from Thanksgiving, and we praise God for an opportunity to just sit around and have fellowship with family and with friends, and to really think of his goodness and all that he's done. In my opinion, and I believe some of you will agree with me, that every day is indeed a day of thanksgiving, and we need to count our blessings and name them one by one. Count your many blessings. You'll be surprised at what God has done. I know we're living in some turbulent times and some difficult times. All of us are going through our problems might be different, but we serve the same God, and he's well able to do, the Bible says, exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. And so I'm encouraged today that God is faithful, he's just, he's kind, he's merciful, he's a forgiving God, he's a deliverer, he's looked beyond our faults, and he's gotten right to our needs. And he continues to extend his grace and mercy toward us. And so I want to encourage you in this season, as we just move rapidly toward the close of this year. And this is a holiday season that really puts our family and friends in proper relationship. And we think about family and friends, and we think about loved ones who have gone on to be with the Lord. I want to encourage you today, as I've often done, and as I've done in the past couple of weeks, to finish strong. I mean, we're coming to a rapid close of this year, and I want to encourage you to finish strong. Don't wait until the first of the year to start getting your house in order and start thinking about things that you want to do in terms of change, and how you might want to refocus your life, and how you now had a time to process 10 months of the year, and here it is the 11th month. And so you pretty much got a good idea of some of the things that you need to reevaluate in order to move rapidly into the new year with a fresh start. And so finish strong, because we're in a time of change, we're in a time of challenge, and it's a time for us to look ahead and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's a time that we believe God for more. We've been preaching, teaching, and talking about making room for your harvest. And we have focused our attention on a particular passage in Matthew's gospel, the 9th chapter. Jesus is having a very interesting conversation. And you know this story. You are familiar with this passage. He's going throughout the villages teaching and preaching in the synagogues. He's preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He's healing every disease, the Bible says, and that was among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, I mean, they were rushing, they were coming, they were being healed, they were being delivered, they were listening to the word, they were absorbing the teaching and the preaching. But when he saw the multitudes, the Bible says that he was moved with compassion for them because he saw them weary, he saw them scattered, he saw them like sheep without a shepherd. And he turned and he said to his disciples, he said, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." And so this passage really has ignited our thinking and the processing of what we're doing as it relates to being intentional about our God-given vision. As we prepare to move forward, we have to make room for what God is trying to do. And as I told the congregation on Sunday, as we closed out a portion of the sermon that I was preaching entitled "Make Room for Your Harvest," we focused in on that last verse, how Jesus himself says, "Therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest." And so we have to be specific, we have to be intentional, We have to be direct, and we have to pray for that which we want God to do in our lives. Many times I believe we pray blanket prayers where we really are not specific, and we end up missing out on being intentional in terms of what it is we're asking God to do in our situations. And sometimes we shy away from that which we think God already knows. But I believe God wants to hear you say it. I believe God wants you to speak it into the atmosphere. I believe God wants you to believe what you are asking him for, and then acknowledge that, and not just on one occasion, but continually seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he's yet near. And so I'm saying all of that to say, as we closed out the service on Sunday, we prayed to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth more laborers into the harvest. That's intentional. That's direct. That's purposeful, if you will, in terms of what it is we're asking God to do. And I'm challenging you as members of ATOP and those who are watching on different platforms this morning to be intentional and direct and purposeful in your prayers. I told the congregation it's time for us to step up our prayer life, step up our prayer game, because we're in a season and a time where we really need to be intentional and have seek the face of God like never before, that he might give us fresh assignment and that he might give us the kind of purpose that we need in order to move forward, closing out this year, moving forward into the new year. So Resolution Day is the day. You don't have to wait till New Year's Eve. No, you can go ahead and start establishing and getting your house in order today. And so part of what we have been challenging you on in this particular passage in Matthew's gospel, and I want to encourage you to read all the way through the 10th chapter if you have an opportunity today to do it. Because if we're going to make room for our harvest, then we've got to recognize and understand what it is that might be standing between us and our harvest. There are so many things that we allow to get in the way of what God is trying to do. And there are so many things that we don't want to let go of in order to be fulfilled by God, because we are comfortable, we like what we have, we don't want to change, we don't want to be uncomfortable. But God did not call us to be comfortable, but he called us to be conformable to his will and to his way. So you've got to ask yourself, what's standing in between me and my harvest? What are some of the things that I need to move out of the way and make room for what God is getting ready to do? Are you understanding God's your God-given assignment in this season? Are you really clear in terms of processing what God would have for you to do in a season of change, in a season of challenge, a season of opportunity? Hear me today, my brother. Look this way, my sister. And we're doing two different platforms today, because the enemy will cause distractions. He will cause disruption. He will cause discouragement, disappointment. He will cause denial and defeat to start erupting in your life to take your eyes off of your God-given assignment. Even as we attempt to do great things for God, even as we continue to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, know that the enemy is not going to move out of the way and say, oh, it looks like they're on the right track, I'm going to let them go ahead and go through. No, he's going to get active. He's going to get even more involved in trying to hinder and prevent you from fulfilling your God-given assignment. So hear me today and hear me clearly. Don't allow distractions to take you away from your purpose. Yeah, don't allow distractions to take you away from your purpose. I may not have called the distraction that's in the way. I may have not have called what it is that you need to look at. But the Bible says we need to lay aside the weights and the sins that does so easily beset us. And so many times we have things right in front of us that we don't want to move because they are comfortable to us. We enjoy it. We like it. It may be a friend. It may be another person that's really standing in between you and God. And hear me today, because anything that's standing between you and God is closer to God than you are. So we speak against anything that's standing in the path of us seeing and understanding clearly what it is God would have for us in this season. So even as you look at Matthew, the 9th chapter, and verses 35 through 38, move on over into the 10th chapter if you get an opportunity in the first 5 verses, because we are clear in terms of how Jesus moved in this this season that he was in. And we are followers, we are disciples, we are students, we are learners, and so we can learn a very valuable lesson from how Jesus took action in these particular verses and how we too need to get active in service, because Jesus took the initiative when he saw the need as he was preaching and teaching, and then he began to communicate the truth that he already had. And I encourage you a couple of weeks ago to go ahead and communicate what you already know and step out on what you already know. Step out on the faith that you already have. Trust God even when you can't trace him. And then he also observed and understood the reality of the human condition. And so it is with us. We need to take time and pull back, if you will, and understand the conditions that we're in, because people are hurting. Jesus saw that people are longing. People are moving about as sheep without a shepherd. And he saw that this they were going through, and he had compassion on them, to the point that he was willing to stop what he was doing and focus in on how he would meet those needs. And so he set a divine diagnosis, if you will, for the issue that they were faced with. And he came up with the resolve. He said, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And he prayed to determine what action could be met in terms of meeting. He says, pray to determine what action could meet that need. And so he said, well, we need to therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest that he might send forth laborers into the vineyard. That's being specific, and that's being intentional. And then when you move on over to the 10th chapter of Matthew's gospel, you'll find that after they had gone through this challenge, after they had gone through observation, after they had gone through identifying the needs that were before them, talking about a God-given vision now, he chose a team and empowered them for partnership. So what does that have to do with us, Pastor? We have to be very selective, and we have to be focused in our approach in this season, because everybody can't go with you during this season. Everybody can't be a part of what God has given you. You can't tell everybody what God is telling you. You've got to be selective and allow God to those people to come forth through the incubator of prayer. And we know that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so I want to encourage you to pray about the people that you want to be around you in this season. I'm not trying to tell you to distance yourself from anybody, but pray. If you need spiritual guidance and direction, then you need people that are going to push you forward and encourage you in this season. You don't need people who are going to continue to bring you down and continue to bring negative energy into your life. And so here it is. Jesus, he chose a team and empowered them. That's in Matthew, the 10th chapter, in verse number 1. And then he sent them out. In other words, he gave them a motivation and an action, and then he gave them a plan in order to fulfill the vision that he had placed upon their lives. And so it is with us, my brothers, as we prepare to close out. We need to be clear and sure and very sure that we don't just go through the motions in this season and we end up missing our harvest, end up missing the master. But be specific, be intentional, have a God-given vision, finish strong, and I believe God is going to prepare you for the harvest that he yet has in store. And you're going to make room for that which God wants to do in your life. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we are grateful for this day and for this season that you have allowed us to be a part of. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We realize that in you we live, move, and have our being. And we understand clearly that we're nothing without you. And so now, God, even as we move into this day that you have created, we pray that you sustain us, that you will strengthen us, that you will encourage us, forgive us, that you, oh God, will give us intentionality and purpose for this day and help us to be motivated by a God-given vision. We come against the attack of the enemy. We speak against anything that he's going to try to do to hinder and prevent us from being who you called us to be. And so we love you today, we honor you, and we bless your name. And so now, God, we pray for each person on the call and those who will listen at this particular message and those who are viewing by other platforms. We pray that you will meet every need, that you will open doors that no man can shut, that you will heal, deliver, and set free. It's by the power of Jesus, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And praise God. Let me give you the playback number for those of you who want to hear this message later. 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And look, as you prepare to make your way, as I say often, keep those spiritual antennas up today, because I believe God is going to use you in a powerful and a mighty way to be a blessing to somebody else. All right. So until next time, you be encouraged. Have a blessed day.